What's your memories of weddings when you were a child?
The weddings when I was a child, they were good, but not as good as they are now.
How big were the dresses?
They had big enough dresses. But
how much is big? Slim or big, like nowadays?
Some dresses was slim, but some now is getting bigger and bigger. And Carnes years ago, bigger and bigger. Carnes are getting older and older, the dresses are getting bigger.
Did you want to ask your mum about the dresses?
Yeah.
Big fat gypsy weddings, I think fatter.
Yeah, bigger, fatter, gypsier.
The more the dresses nowadays is outstanding, isn't it? Some is lovely. Because the dresses years ago wasn't as big. They weren't as sticky out and never getting more and more and more bigger. They are lovely.
How many weddings have you been to?
Can't count. Hardly every one week. Travellers just joins in on weddings, don't they?
Can you name some of the people's weddings you've been to?
An awful lot. There's an awful lot of weddings. Every year there's loads of weddings, isn't there? You get fed up with all the weddings.
How are weddings arranged and how do you meet your future husband?
Well, years ago it was different. So meeting and today is a lot different. Years ago was very, very strict. Stricter years ago than what it is now. And now it's very, very strict.
How strict was it years ago?
You're in bed for 9 o'clock.
How old was that for?
For a long effort and you get married.
How old were you when you got married?
19.
How old are you now?
I'm not telling you.
So how long are you married?
So,
how long divorced?
30 years.
So how did it work years ago in terms of how did it get arranged, the marriage? How did you get to meet your husband? How does it work in the travelling culture?
You know one another for years, and then you go on, you go travelling years after and you bump into one another. And that's it, and you just
get grabbed.
Never heard that years ago, grabbing.
Well, what did the boy used to do then, years ago?
Just chat.
Just chat?
Yeah, just chat.
One way.
That's what Simon Doyle said, actually, in his interview. He said that grabbing, he's never known. Grabbing.
Never known first.
He said he doesn't know if it even exists, if it's just with certain families.
And it's just this big, since it came out in that big fat gypsy wedding, that's the first time anybody heard about grabbing, through all the travelling community. It's like the older ones now, the younger generation's all on about grabbing. The older ones never heard of it.
Like, on my age, and till you're about 20 or 13, all ages till you're about, we all think that, like, when you meet with boys, you get grabbed, and that's it, really.
But it's not really true, is it?
No. No.
Some boys grab you, some boys don't. Some boys just ask you for a kiss and that's it.
You want to be a fool to say yeah. Your mummy come behind you, you're done.
Lips be cut off.
So you were saying we've sidetracked, about the arrangement when you were younger and now, the difference.
It is an awful lot different nowadays. Years ago, you wouldn't be allowed to go nowhere with your boyfriend. I know years ago there was no such thing as a grabbing, and the way it does it all today, it's a lot different.
The boys are thicker.
And that big fat gypsy wedding, I think, is a joke because it's not as bad as what they think it is, and it's not as
worse.
It's gone far, touch, you know, like the 3Ds and all that. It's gone in the future. It's not that bad. The future's passing us out to weddings.
And how's it different now then if Roseanne wants to get married, how will it be different?
You're probably in Harvard gear a couple of years on again, it'll be worse or won't it? It'll get harder again.
I won't be married till I'm 29, 30, till I'm 50 years of age. Mm. Tell me that.
It's terrible to say me then, tell me that.
No, I won't. I call you Sean.
Well, I'm gonna call you Sean.
Because you always do.
Nah, at all, I won't. What do you think about getting grabbed, Roseanne? What do you think about this big fat gypsy wedding?
What do you think of it?
Think of what?
Getting grabbed and the weddings and all that.
I don't really care, really.
What would you do when years come and your wedding comes? Where are you going to be?
Bigger, 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 fatter, fatter, and gypsier.
Gypsy, wow.
more travellers than anything. But when I get married...
What kind of dress would you like?
But when I get married, I want non-gypsies to come to my wedding as well. And I want a slim dress, don't want a big dress. Big dress has just fought. I just think they're just awful. I think any girl cutting the hips off to stuff for no reason.
Yeah, but there's all new slips out now, you don't wear them big...
Yeah, but they still cut us. They're still going to hurt you anyway. Even if they don't. Even when you wear them, how much weight your dress weighs. I just want a slim dress. Nice silk slim dress. No diamonds, no nothing. And just a veil. No crown, just a silk slim dress. That's it.
Very elegant.
Yeah.
Until that time comes.
Yeah, when that time comes, I'll be
Yeah, you've got a while yet with that.
Yeah.
Well, because you were saying about it, sort of you meet people when you're travelling and then years later you meet. Is it the same now?
Yeah, when you go travelling nowadays, it's different because you don't get much time with your friends nowadays because you're put off on the side of the road.
And you're playing with your children.
And you don't get that much time. Like years ago, you could stay inside the road for months and months, but you don't do it nowadays. All bylaws and out and gone, that's it. Comes down too quick. It's like Manchester, you only get 24 hours. And all your friends meet up there, and then you don't see them for a long time. They're gone. And you go all over the whole country and you try and get a secret corner to pull into. To stop with your friends for a while, and police is down again.